Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Kia ora te whānau, te paistahi here. What a massive show today's one was, and you are here now tuned into the replay from the 19th of August, 24. Today's show had music from Cat Stevens, Satsang, Michael Jackson, DMX, High Res and Jimmy Levy, and more. We don't have full replays of my show up for permanent download, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch the Truth Speaker Show live and direct 1 p.m. Monday, 1 p.m. Thursday, or 10 p.m. replay on both of those days, and again over the weekend. Check out our website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to
here. I want.
Truth is here. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
the truth. Here, the truth is here. I want.
Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Monday Motivation is back for the Truth Speaker Show, RCR, of course. My name is Tobias Tahi, and I hope you all enjoyed your weekend. And I also hope you enjoyed that insightful greenwash show from Jaspreet. I've had a lot of people talk to me about RCR, and the most mentioned show is always Greenwash, so it's cool to be able to follow that up with some music to get you through your Monday afternoon. Be the change you want to see in the world. It's all we can do. It's all we can be. It's try to be a better version of ourselves each day, one way or another. We often point the finger and blame everything and anything other than ourselves. We blame the government. We blame the politicians. We blame our upbringing. We blame our past. We blame this and we blame that. But at the end of the day, only we can change we. Only I can control I. Only myself can lead myself. We are responsible to be the change that we want to see in the world. I grew up absolutely obsessed with Michael Jackson, and I think his music helped shape my mind from a young age. In fact, I know that it did. I am the only radio show in the country that plays Michael mainstream radio or legacy radio, whatever we're calling them, no longer play his music, as there was some agenda years ago. I forget exactly what it was because I barely paid attention, but it's that typical situation of someone with a powerful positive influence over the minds of the masses having their character assassinated in order to discredit them and remove their ability to make a powerful positive change. But yeah, mainstream radio stations, no longer mainstream legacy, I don't know, what do we call them, state controlled, whatever they are, they no longer play Michael Jackson, who is one of the, arguably one of the greatest singers of all time, which is absolutely mind-blowing. But what do you expect from state-controlled anything? Recently, I've been struggling with my personal relationship with God, and I think the whole Israel versus Palestine situation has played a massive role in it. In fact, I know that's what's played a massive role in my struggle with it. Because to watch those who say they are people of God support what either side is doing has me in a weird place with my observation of those who stand as Christians. Someone who I love and cherish, who is part of Destiny and part of Brian's direct team and circle, reminded me that the relationship is between God and I, and that humans suck and will always dirty up that relationship and test that relationship. Myself standing more in alignment with Palestine while she stands more in alignment with Israel, and we have each other's back through thick and thin, is how we all need to operate and not fall for divisive global issues. Because to me, that is how God wants us to be, whatever your definition of God is. Her reminding me that no matter what humans do, my relationship with God is mine, helped me refocus. I am raising my children to respect and honor God in a world that wants us to disrespect and remove our relationship with So these next songs are to honor just that. All right, question. If today was the last day, I mean, if Earth exploded tomorrow, are you happy with how you have lived? Are you happy with how you have spent your last day? I want everyone to reflect on today. Are you living it to the fullest? Or are you living in fear, worry, doom, gloom, trapped in a cycle of repeat? Go and live life. Because tomorrow isn't promised. And that is that. Unfortunately, our time here together for your Monday has come to an end. But it's cool. I'll be back Thursday. I love doing these shows. I love bringing you new music, old music, and music you won't hear anywhere else. I would like to finish today's show with a earthly welcome to my daughter, Kaya Lois Hoodie here, who arrived 1:42 a.m. on the 13th. A natural water birth, no pain relief for her powerful mama. Catching my daughter underwater and bringing her up to her mother is something I will hold on to for the rest of my life. Being a father to a son had me taking the responsibility to be his male role model very seriously, to ensure that I stand in that masculine space correctly and balanced to raise him to be a powerful man has been one journey. But now knowing I have to be the example of what a man is and should be for a girl and future woman is another journey, and I feel privileged to be able to do so. These are the future, and it's on us to raise them right. The love I feel for my daughter already is something else. Kaya Lois Hoodie here. My girl has arrived.
You're now listening to The Truth Speakers Show with Tobias Tahi. Right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR. Your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We do this because we care for honesty. We care for the future of this country, of our children and generations to come. You know what? It's more important to be noisy than nice.
Rate bills in Southland this year talking 20% rate increases on 20% a couple of years ago. It's out of control. The redistribution machine is completely destroying the energy of productive people.
The problem we have today is that governments are pressured by mainstream media, big money, special interests, and international organisations. These organisations that seek to shape our society, to shape the way we live to suit their agenda. It's something we might call a compliance model.
We used to pay 50 cents for the Herald every day, and that's when we got the news we wanted. When you stopped paying for the news, the advertisers and the people behind the news organisations started paying for the news. So you can see that definite behavioural shift, which is whoever's paying you is what your messaging is going to be.
Some people out there enjoy the left and right division, the debate, the fighting. But I, for one, don't see that as a productive way forward in creating a future for our tamariki. You can argue until the cows come home, but people right now are so strong in their beliefs, so finding that common ground, that common overlap of left, right, woke, awake, is vital to any melting pot of a nation.
We're going through this information revolution. We've got the internet now, so all this information is there. And I always say to people, look, we went down there thinking that we were fighting for freedom. But the bigger picture on that is that they were really fighting to keep control of information. You know, that's what it's actually about. These controllers of information are losing control because information's become like water now. You know, you block it here, it'll pop up somewhere else.
They keep telling us that democracy is dying because of the media companies. But you know, they've sat there smugly telling us how to live our lives for, as far as I can remember, thinking they're the smartest people in the room, but they didn't see this coming.